In preliminary school, we shared four-bedded rooms.
Oh, goodness.
And that was all right for the people who'd been at boarding school, but for people like me, who was pretty shy, I was quite shy in those days, was quite a new experience. Mm. And then my first few weeks in after prelim school, I was in a dormitory of eight people in Christchurch, in the old nurses' home at Christchurch Hospital, and then we got single rooms. Not everyone went to that dormitory. I don't quite know how they worked that. But I have a feeling that the local girls who were able to go home on days off were put in that dormitory, and the ones who were away from home got their single rooms quite straight away.
Oh, okay.
So yes. I think it was just a space thing, really.
Sure, okay. So in that four room, were you in bunks?
No, we were in beds.
In beds. So it's quite a big room. Yes.
Quite a big room, yeah. Yes. And it was an old manse. It had been the manse for the old Presbyterian church. So it was a big old building, brick building, big old home, and there were big rooms.
Mm. Was that quite homely, do you think?
It was very homely, yes.
Yeah. And you had a shared bathroom? In the
shared bathrooms, yes.
Yeah. Also in the nurses' homes.
Oh, in all the nurses' homes, they were shared bathrooms, yes. Mm. But one of the great wonderful things about it was all the hot water, absolutely, you know, masses of hot water. And I'd been brought up in Christchurch where we had to heat our own water with the incinerator, and if you had a big bath, you know, you were always told, don't have too much hot water, because we'll run out of hot water. When I went nursing, you could have the bath as full as you liked and run the hot water.
And you'd do that, would you?
And you'd do that, yes.